Welcome to the Catholic Apostolate Center and Catholic Volunteer Network's Lenten Reflection Guide. My name is Mike McCormick, and I'm reading a reflection on Ash Wednesday by Nathan Jaidi Detweiler of the Lutheran Volunteer Corps. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." Gospel Reflection. I keep hearing myself calling other people hypocrites. In the past month, I've called many members of Congress hypocrites for preaching inclusive humanitarian values, yet enacting legislation that is too often exclusionary and harmful. In my personal life, I've deemed hypocritical friends who complain about the church but don't want to engage with the church to help change it. My list goes on, and maybe yours does too. Matthew's gospel text is directed straight at me. The above verses, and those that precede and succeed these passages, really deal with how to follow Jesus. Jesus is instructing his disciples to be very careful about how it is that they give alms and fast. He's clear that when you give, you should do so to not make your own name greater, and likewise that when you fast, you should do so without making it a big public show of it. Jesus explained that the reason why we give and fast isn't to make ourselves higher in the ranking of best followers of Christ, but rather that we give and fast to better serve God. Lent is a season in which many of us choose to fast or deny ourselves something so that we can better focus on our relationship with God or work on some other spiritual practice. This Lent, one of the things I'm giving up is my attitude that makes me feel superior to others. I hope that every time I reach to call someone else a hypocrite, I stop and reflect on my own actions that lead to injustice. Just like the prophet Isaiah says, each of us can choose to loose the bonds of injustice, and this Lent, I want to start with me. Focus on social justice. The verses immediately succeeding Matthew's gospel passage, chapter 6, verses 19 through 21, are instructive in another way, which nods to faith-based service. In the verses, Jesus asks his disciples to think about what it is they prioritize. Are they prioritizing material things that will rust and fade, or are they prioritizing treasures in heaven? I think that Jesus wants us to remember that things often make us play second fiddle with people and God. The values of simplicity and social justice help me rearrange my focus to relationships and the divine, which bring me so much more joy. Prayer. Infinite, intimate Word made flesh. In this season of focus, I choose to be critical of my actions before those of others. I choose to see how I don't feed the hungry before criticizing others. I choose to see how I ignore the homeless before blaming those in power. I choose to see that I hurt with my own words before chastising others' words. Ultimate mystery of incarnation, in this season of focus, grant that I may remember to base my action on the way Jesus lived. May I draw inspiration from his life to touch lives around me. In this season of focus, let me work for peace and justice. In this season of focus, let my eyes be drawn inwards, and let my hands and feet embrace the world that you so love. Amen. For the past 6 years, I've been inspired to serve by Søren Kierkegaard, a 19th century philosopher who dually wrestled with how to be in the world and in your faith. I've long wrestled with the tension between jumping into service without all my ducks lined up and inevitably not doing something. Kierkegaard challenges me to accept that a certain amount of anxiety is healthy in learning to live well in the world.